This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
At the ready are we.
That's my Yoda impression for today. At the ready is Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is ready, willing, and able. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, as you are so ready, so willing, so able, I will turn the microphone and the reins and the harnesses and everything over to you.
Well, I think it's important that we talk about Sri Lanka because they are still trying to figure out what exactly happened and dealing with the fallout of the Easter Sunday attacks that killed 321 people, injured hundreds more, literally in the 500s more. Authorities have now arrested 40 people, and they celebrated a day of mourning on Tuesday of this week. Sri Lanka is still under a state of emergency, and now the investigation begins into what exactly happened. Officials had been warned of a threat days before the attack by multiple governments, not only their own intelligence, but also ours. Authorities are investigating the attacks with the assistance from global agencies like Interpol and the FBI, so everybody's kind of involved trying to figure this out. ISIS has come forward and claimed responsibility for these attacks, saying that they were retribution, I guess would be the appropriate word, for the Christchurch attacks in New Zealand. Remember when that mosque was attacked a couple of months ago in New Zealand? They are still on high alert. They are still looking for trucks and vans. They think that this terror attack is ongoing. They think that there are still threat, that there are still locations that are should be on high alert because they're looking for now vehicles that are carrying possible explosives. They're looking for vans. They're looking for cars that could have explosives in them. There are videos that are starting to come out that are showing suspected bombers stopping to plant their bombs, essentially. One particularly troubling one is at St. Sebastian's Church on Easter Sunday morning, where the suspect, who is carrying a large backpack, he was a suicide bomber, makes his way across the courtyard towards where the service is already underway. At one point, the bomber briefly stops and pats a child on the head before continuing on his way into the church, which is just... it's sick. The next frame, according to police, it will not be shown publicly because it shows him detonating the bomb. They have again said that these bombings were retaliation for Christchurch and the killings there. Islamic extremists knowingly carried out Sunday's attack in retaliation for the March attack on the mosques in New Zealand. And so now they are still looking to see if there's going to be more in Sri Lanka. Again, the death toll keeps going up, sadly, almost every single day, just because you have so many people who are severely injured, and they're still, in many cases, digging out from some of these attacks.
Well, they don't need a reason. They use that as an excuse for their horror show. What a bunch of subhuman is what these people are. They're not even. I don't characterize them as human beings. They're subhuman beings, and they keep using what a bunch of friggin' cowards they are. They hide behind religion. They're just they're people who have no reason. They're not. They're here for some reason, but we wish we could figure out what it is. We're all here for a reason. Whatever theirs is, seems to not be on the top of the hit parade. Same is true now that we've gone back into the nonsense in Northern Ireland. Apparently, the police there released a couple of young men who had been arrested in connection with the killing of that journalist, Lyra McKee. She worked for some newspaper? Who did she work for, this Miss McKee?
I don't know who she worked for, but she was just there covering the protests and was shot and killed. So it was, she
was
wasn't targeted,
thing.
I don't believe.
She wasn't targeted.
I think it was okay. Random, yeah.
So the two young men were 18 and 19 and did not get charged. Police say the two were part of the New Irish Republican Army, known as the New IRA, being held under a Terrorism Act warrant. Police urge anybody with video to come forward. Having just
been
there 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, they don't have enough evidence, apparently, to prosecute them.
I can see, though, the way it is on the other side. We were in Londonderry for a day and a half, actually, when I was there a couple of weeks ago. And it was the wall there is pretty chilling because it goes back for as long as it does. What's on one side is prosperity of the wall, and the other side is we hate you, we'll never forgive you, we'll never forget, and no matter what the boundary is or no matter what who people say, we hate you. That's basically it. So, and this is after how many years since Sinn Féin and these other guys supposedly got together to fix things? This is a whole new... These are kids. These are young kids who are so full of hate. And they don't get that way unless their parents teach them to hate. That's how you learn to hate. Somebody around you who's an authority figure hates and they teach you to hate. And what becomes of it? Why is it that you don't forgive and move on? What do you gain from being so full of anger and hatred? I told you that we went into the museum.
When it comes to, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just real quick, I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily... When you have people who believe that they are doing God's work when they're doing this, it's very difficult. It's not like a parent saying you shouldn't like that person and you kind of figure it out on your own. You're taught that God wants you to kill people that are not like him or that are not like you. And that is very serious when you have someone who is radicalized and there's no really talking them out of that.
Think about over the millennia, since humans have existed... the way we haven't gotten along, once we decided that we needed as a collective to worship something or some being, that's really, you know, the whole business of deity was created almost with the first man, looking to the sun. People used to worship the sun, they worship the stars, they worship something. You got to wonder where the whole idea of worshiping came from. Who was the first person that thought, we're not big enough, we're not strong enough, so we need to give our attributes to something's more powerful? You think that was a human being who wanted to control other people's thinking? That's really what it's boiled down to. That's all religion kind of is in that sense. So this certainly used this way, that's all it is. There is a lot of good that comes from most of major organized religion, but it all gets dwarfed by this stuff. And it's very discouraging, actually, to see this. And as I said, walking around that wall a couple of weeks ago over there, you look at this and you think, and by the way, it was a beautiful day, sunny, warm. The kids were outside playing. That was it. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was what caught me. The parents hate. But there were kids on both sides of the wall playing with each other, having fun, kicking soccer balls around.
For years. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
There's an entire generation and a half, really, that doesn't feel the same way. That But the problem is with all this Brexit stuff. This is stirring up old wounds. It's stirring up old sentiments, and it's bringing up bad history. And so now you've got like these 18, 19 year old kids who think that we need to start the new IRA, and it's going to start all over. Yeah, and I think the only real there's an overwhelming sentiment in Ireland right now that they want to be a united Ireland, and that the North wants to join the Republic, and more than ever. And I think that if England does go through with their Brexit, I think that they would be very wise to come up with some sort of a way of giving back that small territory, which it is a very small slice of Ireland. Ireland is the size of Rhode Island as it is. It's a very small part of territory. They would be very wise to just hand that back over and let Ireland deal with their own stuff. Because what's the point of having such a small territory? It's not
it's
doing
just all
anything.
About history, and this is mine, and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
15 after the hour here. This is the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, we were talking about these new sneakers that are being developed for the potheads or potterheads or whatever.
Oh my God. So, Harry Potter.
Relationship to that, did you know, I just came across a Facebook page that's dedicated to selling used sneakers. Did you know that there is a trade on used sneakers? I can't even.
Yeah, like thrift stores. Why would you do that on
Facebook? No, this kid, the Los Angeles Sneakerhead Society.
Oh, well, are they like really legit, like Jordans and stuff like that? They're not just.
Are they collectibles?
Yeah, they're not just somebody's used Vans from 10 years ago.
This kid's been doing this since he was in middle school. He gets people's sneakers that they don't want to wear anymore. They are, according to him, a tradable asset. And
yeah, those must be limited edition Jordans or something like that. They're probably collectibles.
Well, how do you get them? You go buy them from somebody. How do you find them? I guess that would be my question. People online say, okay, I got a bunch of sneakers for sale. You want to buy them? How much you pay for them? This kid, since he was in high school, has been doing. He's 31 years old now, and he's built a big business on trading sneakers to people all around the world. I find that to be fascinating. Yeah, and you know, he says he earns good money doing this. Once in a while, he gets a pair of sneakers that are so cool he keeps them for himself. But this is a serious business. He sold $50,000 in sneakers just last month alone. Pretty good business. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At first blush, this sounds like a lot of other stuff that's around today, has been around for a while. Almost sounds like a drug song, but it's not. It's Madonna and Maluma bringing the worldwide TV debut performance of their single Medellin to the Billboard Music Awards. How do you pronounce it? You want to pronounce it how many different ways, Kara?
Medellin.
Medellin.
Yeah.
But it used to be when it was a drug, it was Medellin. So Medellin now is the new, more modern way of approaching Medellin. The appearance is Madonna's first performance of new music in more than 4 years, at least on the boob tube. They will take stage, the two of them, on May 1st at the Kelly Clarkson hosted Billboard Music Awards. She's here, there, and everywhere. It's on NBC at 8, by the way, on May 1st. Medellin, or Medellin, is the first single off Madonna's upcoming studio album, which is her 14th. Madam X is the name of it. It's due out on the 14th of June. She last performed at the Billboard Music Awards in 2016 during a tribute to Prince. She joins a group that already was sort of put together of performers. I think we've talked about these before. The Jonas Brothers are going to be there. Kelly Clarkson, Laura Daigle, Panic at the Disco, Sam Smith is going to be there. Show from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas will also feature a special performance from the Icon Award recipient of the year. Guess who that is, boys and girls? She sounds a lot like this. You think Madonna and Mariah Carey are sounding alike? No, okay.
Nope.
Why is it me? Why do I think that?
They have completely
they sound
different
alike.
Voices.
Yeah.
But their names both start with M, so there you
That's
go.
That's what it is.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah. I got it. Okay. Thank you very much. Speaking of names that start with M, how about Kacey Musgraves? And what's going on that front? Kacey announcing 4 additional West Coast dates for her sold-out Oh, What a World Tour 2. She's performing in Vegas and San Diego, as well as 2 nights in L.A. at the Greek Theater. Where's the Greek Theater, Jennifer? I don't think
it's
I've ever
Los
been
in Los Angeles. It's right by Griffith Park, actually. What else? Yeah, it's closest to Griffith Park, in Griffith Park, actually.
Really?
It's pretty. It's a great place to see a show.
Huh. I've been to Griffith Park 100 times, miles. I've never seen it over there. Is it near the Roy Rogers thing? I mean, the Gene Autry thing?
No, it's a little closer to the Hollywood side.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway.
It's kind of like Silver Lake. Yeah. Do you know where the Dresden Room is? It's right
there. Yeah,
oh,
okay,
my God.
Yeah.
Anyone
guys,
not in
your rabbit hole of, yeah, I know.
Time for LA Talk here on the DJV program. Yes, right. All right, so Kacey Musgraves has several festival dates planned as well, in addition to the extension of her tour following her performance last weekend at Coachella. Musgraves is taking to appearing at the Governor's Ball, you know, Bonnaroo, Telluride, the Bluegrass Festival, and the Newport Folk Festival, among some other things. Tickets for the new dates of the tour going on sale on the 26th of April, 10 o'clock local time, via her website, which is kaceymusgraves.com. Right? M-U-S-G-R-A-D-E-S. Kacey, K-A-C-E-Y. Got it? KaceyMusgraves.com. Everybody got it?
I think if you're a fan, you know how to spell her name.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm just going to go with that assumption.
What did she offer to people who may be interested? Why would we jump on her bandwagon? What is there about her that's
this
special?
Is a Kara question, because Kara's seen her live.
I've seen her a couple times. Yeah, she has a really good voice. I think I've seen her twice, and she's put on just a really good, fun show. She's got a big live band, so they've got like a steel guitar and a banjo and a piano and an upright bass and all that stuff. So it's just kind of a fun, entertaining show for anyone who likes music.
Is there another kind of bass besides an upright bass?
Yeah, like
electric bass
guitar.
Yeah, okay. Some old school. Huh. First time we realized
She turned me off when she had that fight with Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert?
What was that?
Turned you off? Anyway.
Yeah, because she wrote the song for Miranda Lambert, and she rolled her eyes and gave a dirty look when Miranda Lambert...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five of the Democrats running for the White House were on a stage in New Hampshire last night for five successive town hall events, where one of them, Kamala Harris, said,
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
While fellow Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar said she's not driving hard for impeachment at this point.
But what I will say is there's very disturbing things that would lead you to believe there's obstruction of justice.
Those town halls were held by CNN. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders in the House held a conference call yesterday when they reportedly urged patience when it comes to raising the idea of impeaching President Trump. The U.S. Supreme Court's to hear arguments today in a case about a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census. The White House says the question information to allow the federal voting rights laws to be enforced more effectively. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You now have access to more info and convo here on the DJVO program. Doug for D, Jennifer for J, Victoria for V, and then there's a special performance by Kara Schillen who makes us all sound good, or at least we wouldn't be able to perform well if she weren't there at the ready, monitoring our every word and the things that come in there, little dials and gauges, and there's a little bit of a vibe. There's meters there. It's very cool. All right, so Kara's going to keep her eye on the ball while Victoria brings us around to understanding what's going on in the world, or at least one small facet of this fascinating world, Victoria.
Well, this is not actually small. This is a pretty big story that we're going to be hearing a lot about in the next couple of weeks, and it's all regarding Social Security and the trust funds. And so now a new alert has been announced. The annual government report that was released just yesterday says that Social Security's trust funds will be tapped out by the year 2035. Now, that seems at first, I thought, oh, 2035, that's forever from now. It's actually not. It's only 16 years from now. So that means that retirees, if you are planning to retire in 16 years, you may not get checks by then if things stay on the current trajectory. And it means that Social Security will essentially only have enough funds to pay three quarters of the benefits to people in 16 years when they retire. The trustees of the Social Security have urged lawmakers to come up with a fix for this problem, but so far Congress hasn't really done anything.
They aren't going to fix anything. They're going to fix that. They're not going to touch it. It's the, what they call the third rail. They'd have to increase taxes, and that's not going
to
work.
They're going to have to raise tax, payroll taxes, or cut some benefits, or something like that. But
right.
President Trump has said from the beginning that he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't touch Social Security, which would be, no president. That's, you know, but 16 years from now, think about it. A lot of people may not be, you know, at that age bracket where you, how old do you have to be? 65 to get Social Security?
Supposed to be 60. To get it under some circumstances, 63. But by that time, they'll have pushed it to 67. It's now going up with 66 when I got to be that age, and then 67, they require you to start taking benefits. Well, no, they retire. They require you to take benefits if you're not retired, I think, when you're 70 or 72.
So if you're 50 or 51 right now, and you're hearing this, you may still be working, but, you know, 16 years later, when you want to retire, there might not be anything there if this doesn't get fixed. And
so I guess
it's been a looming problem for a while.
You invest it, don't you think? Yeah. Invest it yourself.
This whole thing is such a can of worms and
people
so misunderstood by most people. No, they don't know how to. The last week we were talking about 50% of the people over the age of 55 don't have a nickel in the bank.
And they're
depending on something like this that is actually a pittance. I mean, I get a couple thousand bucks a month, I think. I don't even know what it is, but it isn't. For some people, it's better than nothing. But in this day and age, if you have any standard of living at all, very difficult to do it on $2,000 a month. Is it possible? Yeah. Better than not. But people keep working. That's why you see so many people working who are older, and some of them in really responsible jobs. Some of them are just caretaker jobs. Some of them are simple jobs. A great friend of mine who doesn't need to work works in the golf shop at the local golf club, and he loves it. He has a great time there. People do things that they want to do versus what they have to do in some circumstances, but there is just no way that this thing, the government, the politicians, let's put it where you want to do blame. I don't like the blame game because it doesn't fix anything, but in this circumstance, I don't mind taking a shot at Congress because they raid not only the Social Security Trust Fund, there is the money that comes in is what's used to pay, and what is going to be reflected in 16 years, Victoria, is the fact that the youngsters who are around now are less in number. The millennials there's a large number of millennials, but the next generation is not as large, and so they're not paying in. We're being paid, those of us who collect Social Security are getting paid with the current input from people who are paying Social Security taxes. The government has long since raided every damn dime that's in the Social Security Trust Fund, that's in the Highway Trust Fund, that's in the Airline or Airport Trust Fund. Those funds don't exist because they take them and spend them for something else, and then they increase taxes again. Look at California, how much money they're paying for road tax. And that's happening now all around the country. People, hotel taxes and all this stuff. I'm staying in a place, and never mind here, you look at the rental car, the cost to rent a car. The cost to rent a car out here is, I don't know, 45, 46 bucks a day, at least at the moment. And on top of that, another $26 in taxes. Good God. They come, I mean, you think it's bad here? Go to Orlando, for God's sakes, where I was last week. The damn taxes on things, they just screw you over. And it isn't just at the airport. To get out of the airport to go anywhere in Orlando, you can pay $25 if you're going from the Orlando airport to Disney or out to the coast to the Kennedy Space Center. They just gouge the living crap out of you because they know they can because of they say, well, it's not the residents paying the taxes. It's the people that come in to go visit our tourist attractions. Yeah, great way to invite people to come in. And you might as well hang a sign on the airport door. You're going to get screwed. Enjoy it. Because that's what happens. And there's so many states are like that because all these trust funds have been emptied out. And these people have figured, they can figure out more angles, more ways to spend your money than you can count. And it's getting worse. And that's what's getting worse It isn't just the individual thing, Victoria, about Social Security, but it's all of these taxes. Look at your phone bill, for God's sakes. Look at the taxes there. It's just incredible how many. We just had something new in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. We have excise tax on cars. Now they have a personal property tax. I got to pay taxes on my cows and whatever else there is at the farm I'm kidding. It's getting nuts. At what point does it stop? And then you look at what the benefits are, and as Victoria just told you, the money runs out in 16 years. So and we don't hold these people accountable. We let them argue and fuss and fight about this God-blessed Trump, you know, whether he got, we have his tax returns or whether, you know, he's colluding with the Russians. Who gives a rat's butt? What's happening to the country and how it's being run? All of these phonies are arguing back and forth. Nadler, if I listen to one more minute of him, I'm going to puke. He's such a self-righteous BSer.
Wow, I feel like we need to move on from this topic.
Maybe you're right.
So we're going to drop a few words, because every other sentence is something.
Okay. By the way, I see that President Trump is going to file a lawsuit to prevent the Democrats from getting a hold of his personal financial records. Is that another way of saying the tax returns? What other financial records are in question here? And do they really have a right?
His bank, his all that, like everything, basically. Banking, loans,
can they?
All this stuff. They can, sure, they can attempt to it. But they have to prove a case that they actually have a reason to believe he's up to something. And so what Trump is saying is now he's the victim of, like, harassment by Congress because they don't really have anything other than they don't like him. Why would they need to see his banking records?
All they do with all of this stuff is ensure he's going to get reelected. That's all this stuff does.
Yeah,
all they do with all this stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, they think the average person thinks it's too much. It's gone way too much. You listen to Kamala Harris and to what's-her-face, Pocahontas, running around talking about how, you know, what a horrible human being he is and yada, yada, yada. That's not the point. Most people are not looking at him that way. They're looking at whether, you know, it's kind of almost like the fairness doctrine. How much do you keep pounding away at this guy for your own personal... I mean, all the presidents can is just use him as a punching board because they think it's good for their political future. And it might be with their base. But when you get to the general election, I don't think that this stuff works, frankly. So, anyway, all right, Kara, can I get off of this now? Should I get off of this one, too? My time's up.
Sure.
Is it ready for me?
You can do what you want as long as you don't drop any words that I don't approve of.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't. I stopped before I said, damn. I think I did anyway. 43 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. As we get older, our bones tend to become porous, weak, and brittle. It's a condition called osteoporosis.
This process starts in most of us in our mid-50s and then progresses as we get older unless we do something to prevent it.
While more common in women than men, Dr. Bart Clark says there are a number of conditions that can accelerate bone loss, including type 2 diabetes and hyperthyroidism.
There's a number of other things as well. If you have a low calcium diet, high sodium diet, or a low vitamin D intake, or you're not physically active, all of these things accelerate bone loss.
Unfortunately, osteoporosis is a silent disease. You wouldn't know you have an issue until you break a bone. That's why guidelines call for screening, a bone density test at age 65 for women and age 70 for men, possibly sooner if you are at increased risk. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big Buy 3, Get 3 sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in-store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this I come at you with the same sort of vigor that I do when we talk about giving youngsters cell phones, iPhones. My son and I had this conversation at dinner last night about miles and when you ought to get a phone, and some of the people that are keeping their children from having a phone till they're teenagers, which I think is appropriate. And also, why is it that teenagers should expect to have a car? These studies that are out exploring how beneficial sleep is when it comes to studying the advocacy for teenagers to get more sleep and then go to school later, one of the focus points here is that the youngsters who drive to school have more accidents when they're sleepy. What the hell are they driving to school for? Why does a teenager have a car?
Hold on a second. You've had this argument before, and I know Victoria said off air that she didn't know if she was ready to have an argument, but I sure am.
About a car.
Yeah, I just don't understand. If kids don't learn how to drive and don't get experience driving when they're teenagers, when the heck are they supposed to do it?
Yeah.
Because then they go to...
I think you can do that, but why do they have to have a car to drive to school when their school buses...
Well, what their parents can't... First of all, not every place has school buses.
Ride a bike.
If you live that far away, yeah, there were no school buses at all in the town that I grew up in, and so there was no choice but to drive to this high school, which the town didn't even have a high school.
So you have walk to school, take
you
a bike.
You can't walk 10 miles
I went to
each way.
20 miles away from my house.
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
This argument's ridiculous. I went to community college after my high school, so I had to drive a half an hour to get there. Independence is important for teenagers, and after high school, they go to college. They can't drive when they're in college, so then
when
you just have 24-year-olds on roads who can't drive. That seems great.
Well, I know the horse and buggy got you to school every day, but, you know,
That got me, there was a kid named Eddie Bonzoli who had, his parents gave him a car when he was 16. It was a 19-something-or-other Oldsmobile. I remember it like yesterday. The first day he drove it to school, he got in a race with somebody else, hit a telephone pole, and got killed.
See, you're assuming that everybody's getting a car. I actually bought my very first car.
I had to buy mine.
I did my own payments. My dad didn't do anything except give me, I think, $1,000 for a down payment. And I had to drive to school because it was too far.
Father.
Yeah.
Bad father. Okay, 10 before the... Aren't you like that argument, folks?
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And I'm 53 past the hour. This is the, you know what, I'm bringing Jack into this conversation because I'm really, Jack and I are contemporaries. Jack Stockwell normally talks about health and your well-being, but I want to spend a minute talking about whether you had a car when you went to school and how many people around you had cars. These ladies have managed to decimate my argument, and it was unfair because there were three of them and only one of me. So I'm going to call on my pal Jack Stockwell to tell us the story of his going to school in Salt Lake. I'm betting you didn't have a car. You probably walked 14 miles to school, right?
No. It was there in Northern Virginia. I grew up not that far.
You grew up in Virginia.
Yeah, not that far from where Carol lives. And unfortunately, my high school was only about 2 miles away from the house. So, no, I had to ride a bus. Right through high school graduation. However, for non-school things, my parents made sure that I was driving as soon as possible because I had two younger brothers that were just, we were all in high school at the same time. And I was a senior, one was a sophomore, the other was a freshman. So they were getting into all kinds of extracurricular activities as well. Both my parents worked. The only solution was to get me a car. But I was a very, very conscientious driver. It's just going to and from school, it was bus. And, but it was stricter back then. We're talking the late 60s. And not every kid could drive to school.
I find it. One of the things my children didn't have, the kids, they went to private school. Well, they still had, they got their license, although Brendan was a little late coming to the park. I taught my kids how to drive tractors and stuff on the farm when they were, Megan was telling me the other day, the first memory she has of driving a tractor was when she was four. But they didn't have cars. I just think it's, there's too many cars on the road anyway, and why the heck do you need a car if there is service? If, you know, it's like need versus desire. it seems to me. You've got 14 kids between you and Mary. How many of them?
It's only 13. Don't exaggerate.
Oh, 13. Excuse me. Yeah. That's a big difference. Let's hear it for living in Utah. Yeah. Anyway, how many of them had cars when they were in school?
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not. Now, Mary's kids did because she had to work full time. With my first wife, she was at home, working at home, and so they took the bus to school. We didn't have a car for them to go to school.
I notice all the ladies are quiet now. They don't feel like they need to engage us in this conversation. So,
well, with the urbanization, you know, in defense of the ladies, with the urbanization of our society in the last three or four decades, you know, it's just the crowding of the living areas. And the high schools being as remote as they are, you cannot live today without an automobile. You just can't. Right, unless you're in Iowa on a farm.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk for a couple of minutes about glyphosate and what's going on here as it becomes more of a nightmare for all of us. This is something that is, the ruination of our soil, of our water, of our air. And these people at Monsanto and Bayer now that owns Monsanto have the chutzpah to continue. Look at the ads for Roundup and stuff that are all over the place this spring.
Yes, and the announcement of the third major lawsuit for cancer, because of cancer against Monsanto just came out this last weekend. The third one. This is a flood that has just started. The finger has come out of the hole in the dike, and it is about to explode. Probably one of the biggest class action suits that have ever happened in our history.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's unfolding now.
This stuff ruins the soil, amongst other things. It kills all the, it may kill the weeds, but it also kills all the good microbes that are in the soil. It kills everything. And people get a hold of this. No wonder people are dying from it. It's deadly.
Well, it is. It is. And there are many other kinds of conditions that are starting to show up that they're really exploding. I mean, asthma, cancer, autism, inflammatory bowel syndrome, obesity, depression, ADHD, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, infertility, developmental malformations. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And they are now in all of these things I just announced, mentioning the possibility that glyphosate could be very much involved with this, because what glyphosate does, the primary effect in the human body is to stop the liver's major detoxification system. There's something called the cytochrome P450 oxidase system inside the liver, where the liver will take stuff that does not belong in your body and get rid of it either through the bile or urine. And what glyphosate does is it stops that and allows toxic buildup to occur.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, NUCA board certified practitioner. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner here on the DJV program with some food for thought, if you will, at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.